get one of everything.
I agree with you, but God, God doesn't.
Fuck God. Yeah. Welcome back to Podcast the Hero. This is a special episode. For those of you who don't know us or have are part of the Patreon but have never watched an episode, I guess. I'm Fritz. This is Cheese, and we do this podcast called Podcast the Hero. We're brought to you today by Cornbot for when you have two nurses taking care of one patient. Cornbot.
That sounds we're like also an brought idyllic situation.
Well, yeah. It's Co-R-N. It's a bad joke.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh, Co-R-N. Corn.
Right. Yeah. Co-R-N.
This it requires explanation.
No, that's why it's a bad joke.
Ah.
It's brought to you by our patrons. I swallow cum. I do. Source the odd.
That wasn't a patron. That was just a statement that Fritzy made directly after announcing the patrons.
It's I like that. I think that's going to happen more often in the Patreon, where people are going to make their name something and make me say it, and I'm going to have to be much more careful because, like, there could be some trolling. I have to.
That was also
out.
A patron. I'm going to have to be more careful because more there could be some trolling. Thank you very much for your $2.
Rob the Antihero, Peggy Thrill, Green Street, Davy P, and my actual mom signed up. Fee.
Thank you, Susie.
Yes. AE Common Thread, Evan, Zane, Rhodey Loves My Dink, a pair of really old saggy balls.
Okay.
Deconomous, Mushy, Zach, The First Dan, KH Pandas, Cornman, Jeffrey, Mason, TBJ, Yuri, Fruit Punch Samurai, Ashwin, and High Tops. We are doing something very special here today.
Yes.
This is our first live taping of the podcast, which means there are currently people that you can't see watching us right now.
Yeah, they're saying stuff.
It's real creepy. But yeah, we had the top tier patrons got invites to come hang out and watch the live taping and chat with us while we're doing the episode. And we're going to do this, I hope, like once a month. So if you want to be engaged in the episode itself, you can come in here and chat and type in things in the chat and we'll look at them and might read them.
Yeah. Like High Top says, I'm an all day continuous sprayer. Talking about the turlet trebles.
That's good. That's real good. Mushy's here. Ashwin's here. High Tops is here. Rhodey Loves My Dink. The first famous Patreon name. That was just like new and bananas is here. Who else is here? I think that's it that have said things in the chat. We don't get to see the names of the people. So
don't read what High Tops just said.
I'm not going to say that. Ashwin, though, says Marjorie Taylor Greene looks like Skeletor.
And that is unfair to Skeletor.
It is. This episode is about space.
And I have done zero preparation for it.
So here's how I got into this topic.
Yeah, how did you get into
How did I get here? All right. I wrote This is my first note preparing for this episode was, if protests never existed, what do you think you would be doing for a job today?
Garbage.
And then before letting you answer, I said, astronaut? Interesting. Fortunately, this episode is all about outer space.
Oh, good thing you didn't let me answer.
No, I wasn't going to let you answer. Garbage man?
I want to be a garbage man.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It seems cool. Like you.
What seems cool about it?
I don't
it? You get
think
paid?
You need schooling.
Okay.
You just drive around, pick up people's trash every now and again, say hi to people. Get to sometimes you see them when they're like riding on the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
You get to drive a stand-up vehicle.
Yeah.
Like who? How do you drive a stand-up vehicle? How do you? You know, like you see them like standing.
Yeah.
How do you? Where's the gas pedal?
Where probably a gas pedal normally is.
So you got to like stand with your like foot out?
Yeah, you probably just stand there and push the pedal down.
I don't think that's how it is, man.
How do you work a wah-wah pedal? How do you work a wah-wah pedal when you play guitar? You stand there and press the pedal.
Maybe.
Did you see the movie, the very famous movie starring the brothers, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez?
I like.
Called Men at Work. One of them. Men at Work.
I know Men Without Hats.
No.
I know the band Men at Work.
The movie Men at Work is about Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. They are brothers, and they in real life and brothers in the movie, and they play garbage men who find a dead body in like a barrel that's been put out for the trash, and they get involved in all kinds of hijinks.
Again, makes being a garbage man sound fucking awesome.
It does seem pretty awesome. They do like roll bowling balls down alleyways into televisions and stuff.
Now that's probably glorifying it to some degree, but I bet it's cool.
Mushy says, if Rodeo was my garbage man, I would leave random shit curbside to drive him crazy and wonder what the hell is going on in this household.
And I'd love that. And you know what? Mushy's from the area.
Yeah.
So it's highly possible at some point I may be your garbage man. I don't know how the roots work.
Maybe there's like rules that you're not allowed to be a garbage man in your own town because like you shouldn't be looking at your neighbor's trash for privacy reasons.
And maybe you'll become too popular.
Ooh.
I saw a video on Facebook probably the other day.
Probably.
Of a child waiting out to high five the garbage man. I thought, that's a dignified position, man. This isn't your granddaddy's garbage day.
Do the garbage men where you are, do they have robot garbage trucks or do they have to like actually grab the trash cans and toss the stuff in the back?
They grab it and they toss it. They're wearing gloves.
They don't have robot garbage. We have robot garbage trucks.
We don't have those big garbage containers. We just have itsy bitsy ones.
Oh,
we don't
have
a whole lot of garbage.
We have the big rolling containers and then it drives up and then a little arm comes out and goes clunk, clunk, and then lifts it up and dumps it.
Goddamn AI trying to take our jobs.
High Tops has robots in London.
Piece of shit.
I think it just doxed High Tops a little bit. Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
You do?
Irrefutably, yes.
Like that come to Earth or just that life exists?
Life exists elsewhere. I think... believing that we are alone in the universe is like a really dark and sad thought. And I want to believe, X-Files, that the miraculous chance that enough shit has gone right to create life has occurred more than once in the vastness of the universe. And I don't think that it's improbable. I think it's more likely than un.
But like... it's probably just like bacteria.
Could be. Still counts.
Okay, but it's not like people walking around.
give it a bunch of billion years. That bacteria might be walking around.
I saw a thing.
Hungry for blood.
I can't. Well, this is in the. Nope. I can't ask you this question or talk about this because it's in the game.
Okay.
It'll ruin the game. But we'll get to it. So part of the reason why we're talking about space today is because when this episode drops, it is the day of the solar eclipse. And I will be in Ohio in the path of totality. Yeah, the path of totality.
That sounds like a band I wouldn't listen to.
Yeah. But also you toured with like 15 years ago.
We are Path of Totality. This next song is called Sacrificial Lamb.
So I wanted to ask you about some things about solar eclipses. Or talk to you.
Because I know so much about them.
Do you?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So, there's these two dudes. Oh, I thought your screen was frozen.
That's what I was trying to do.
It worked. Eddington, Dyson, and Davidson. They were these scientists.
Did one of them make vacuums?
Probably. And they went on an expedition because there was a solar eclipse and they needed to be in the path of totality. And this is like in the early 1900s. And so like going to a place, it's not like just, oh, they hopped on a plane and did the thing, right? They had to like, it was an expedition. They had took trains and then boats and then, you know, whatever to get to the spot where they could do this. And they used the solar eclipse to measure, because you're able to like look at this, not like with your eyeballs, but look at the sun when it's being blocked, right? So you have darkness around it, to be able to see the curvature of light coming around the sun.
Cool.
Now, what that means, it's important. Because what that did was prove Einstein's theory of relativity. So Einstein was like, yeah, you should probably be able to, if all of my math works out, you should probably be able to, the light will bend going around the sun because the sun is very massive and has a lot of gravity, and that gravity will bend the light. But you can't do it because there's no way to see the light because the sun is too bright. And then somebody got the idea, like, well, if we look at it during an eclipse, we should be able to see it. And so these three dudes went and checked, and sure enough, Einstein was right, and they proved general relativity by staring at an eclipse.
Now, can you explain to me what the path of totality is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so path of totality just means, like, depending where you are on the planet, when the sun and the moon, right, line up just right in the earth, whatever, you get like full blockage of the sun, right? The sun is completely blocked.
Okay.
Other places on earth, the angles aren't quite right. And so you might have a partial eclipse.
Oh, whatever. It's kind of like the driving crooner.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to be right beside me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So that's it. Yeah, that's the path of totality, and it just happens to go like over my brother-in-law's house.
Heck yeah, dude!
So we're going down to his house, and we're gonna go watch the eclipse, which I think is pretty awesome.
I think that's cool.
of course, this all could be for naught.
Why?
We could get there and find that the earth is flat and the sun actually doesn't do what we think it does, and there will be no eclipse.
You know what? High Tops has just said that no one told him that this was going to be educational, and it's fucking lame.
Wow.
And I agree. I'm just kidding. I was wondering how you were going to hold this entire show on your shoulders.
Okay. Well, I have more stuff that, high tops can relate to.
Unless it's like boogers getting caught in your wispy beard hairs.
That's true.
He's not going to get it.
That's his favorite stuff. Are there smoke machines? Yes. Okay. Then he's in. Ashwin says, in traditional Hindu beliefs, looking at an eclipse is considered bad luck. Well, yeah, because everybody who does goes blind.
Well, if you consider that unlucky to lose your vision.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. It's interesting, things like that, like ancient like beliefs that have come up that are like in good sense, you know, like stuff that it's like, they noticed a fucking thing happen a bunch, so they're like, we got to put this in our fucking holy books.
Yeah.
So people know.
Yeah. In 2017, that was like the last major eclipse in the US.
When was it, sorry?
2017.
And it just happened in the US?
Well, like that was visible in the US.
Ah.
Right. 100 people permanently damaged their vision by looking at the eclipse, just looking up at it.
Clearly not Hindus.
No. In fact, you're supposed to even like put a thing over your phone if you want to take pictures of it.
Hmm.
Like you shouldn't just like hold your phone up to it and take pictures. You should put a cover on the lenses.
Just it'll fuck your phone up.
Yeah, maybe. Or like even looking at it through the screen of your phone will like fuck up your eyesight.
What if you just like held your phone in its general direction and didn't look at it?
I don't know. Maybe.
You'll blind you later when you look at the pictures.
Yeah, you probably. Yeah, you pull up the photo and you're like, oh, I'm blinded. Can't see anymore.
That'd be cool if a picture could fucking hurt you.
Right? That would be fucking cool.
Yeah.
I think there was an episode of a show about that. It might have been Futurama, maybe.
It was maybe, you're thinking of the Goosebumps, Say Cheese and Die?
No. But same thing. Right. I think it's the same premise, right? You can't say a word. You can't look at this photo. Futurama. So Futurama. I was right. Okay. Do you know anything about Canada's space program? Did you know Canada has a space program?
I know we got that one guy, Chris.
Yeah.
You know, Chris, he's up there sometimes. I know we made the Canada arm.
Yeah.
I know. Well, we got Chris. We got the arm. That's what I know.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a lot of it. That's a whole lot of the Canadian space program.
Sounds about right.
Do you know where in Canada it's headquartered?
I'm either going to say it's in Ottawa at the capital or somewhere in the prairies, because I'm just thinking of like where it is, like in Houston. You know, it's like a shitty place where there's like lots of shitty people around it for some reason.
Houston's and the like, fucking worst.
Yeah. So it would be the equivalent of that in Canada would probably be like somewhere.
Regina.
In Alberta. Not Regina. I like Regina.
I like that it's called Regina. Fun.
But yeah, somewhere in Alberta probably.
It's in Quebec. And I can't pronounce Longueuil. I just called it Luigi.
Well, you got it.
But it's in Quebec. I don't know why, but it is.
Well, when they finally do separate, we're fucked. I don't know where Chris Hatfield's going to go, and I don't know when we're going to fucking finish building the other arm.
Because there's Canada Arm and there's Canada Arm 2.
Is there Canada Arm too?
Yeah.
We got a Canada left and a right.
Arm also.
Yeah.
Or Canada Arm aussi, as they say in French.
Ah, oui. Good for us, man. Good for us.
Canada has spent $1.3 billion on the International Space Station.
That seems like a lot based on...
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Fuck Trudeau? Be one of those guys? Blame every single thing on that?
No, but like they could have used it on other stuff.
Yeah, but space is cool. Like, yeah, they could have built housing for the homeless.
Yeah.
Solved homelessness.
Yeah.
That's just one thing I'm thinking of. But you know what? We waste money in different other horrible ways.
Yeah. I saw a thing recently that said if the U.S. So right now the U.S. spends on military more than the next 10 countries combined. And that includes China and Russia. Right? Our next closest competitor is China.
Of course.
And if we spent 20% more on our military spending than China does,
you double them.
That, well, we're already like triple them. But yes, if we were spending 20% more than China, that would save us enough money to end homelessness in the United States, provide vision, dental, and prescription care to every Medicare member. It would pay for public university for everyone, every kid in America. Like, there are so many things that we could do with the money we would save if we just only spent 20% more than our closest adversary.
But let me say this to you. Even though China spends less, they probably make it a lot cheaper because they make it in China.
Yeah, it's true.
So...
Yeah, but does that mean that their submarines just, like, fall apart after a week?
Maybe, but they got lots of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure their military is up to snuff, and one day we will find out.
Yeah. there have been a total of 9 Canadian astronauts.
Roberta Bondar.
I don't have them listed.
Chris Hadfield.
Yep.
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
No.
Brian Adams?
No.
Geddy Lee?
I don't think he's been to outer space.
Do you know for a fact?
I don't, but I mean...
I did name 2 of them.
Yes, you did. You did. I don't know the other ones. I don't have it in front of me.
Lance Armstrong? There have been 9. Lance Armstrong, for sure, Canadian.
There's not a lot... to be honest.
There isn't. Like, generally, or just Canadians?
Just Canadian. I mean, there were more...
Yeah, there's 9. You said there's 9.
There's more Apollo astronauts in the 60s than there have been Canadian astronauts. Does that make you feel inferior?
We're not a very populated country. There's more people in California than all of Canada.
Well. Chris Hadfield? He played guitar in space.
Hell yeah, he did, dude.
He sang that Ground Control to Major Tom song.
And he sang the hell out of it. Chris Hadfield's awesome. I like him.
Yeah, he's cool.
More like Chris Hetfield.
if you were in the vacuum of space and played guitar, like if you had like an acoustic guitar and you were out in the vacuum of space and you
wouldn't
played
sound
it.
Like much.
Well, you would actually be able to hear it if you were the one playing it, because the vibrations would travel through your body, and you would hear it. But
you would hear it, or you would feel it?
Technically, they say you would hear it, that the vibrations would reach the parts of your ears that...
Because it would vibrate through your fucking bones and shit, and it would go into all the small bones in your inner ear, and be like, womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you know that Canada does not have the ability to put anything into orbit?
I think I could assume that. But I gotta say, I was at a trampoline park yesterday, and this group of fucking yucky looking 17-year-old showed up for Chad's 18th. And I got to say, those boys were jumping pretty high.
Were they doing double bounces?
They were there for like professional trampoline dodgeball, and every single one of them had a mullet.
Oh, what? This did not update here. The new ARM, they fixed all the software issues, which means it no longer has intermittent stroking incidents in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you got to scroll the chat yourself. Yeah.
This one says, just send the homeless into space. Get two birds stoned at once. Trampoline park. I didn't know those were a thing.
Yeah, you got to have at least one trampoline park per 150,000 people. So Whippy's got two.
Oh, what Ashwin doesn't know is the trampoline was actually called the jump-o-lean until like 1984 or something.
Yeah. But that's Ashwin, man. He's a little.
That's when his mom first jumped on one and they changed the name to the trampoline.
Oh, Julie Payette.
Julie Payette is an astronaut?
Yeah. And there's a school named after her just around the corner and they're going to rename it because apparently she's not very nice.
At least they do a good job of renaming things when they like name something after someone and then go, oh, they're kind of a dick. Let's change the name of it. In the U.S., we don't do that.
I got right? 16 like, Canadian astronauts here.
16?
Yes, sir.
There's a bunch of them who probably haven't been to space yet, though.
Okay. Who are the 9 Canadian astronauts that went to space? Now, I got to say, Bjarni Tryggvason may not be Canadian by birth. And neither is, in my estimation, Dafydd William.
Dafydd?
Yeah, D-A-F-Y-D-D.
He's definitely English.
Yeah. Julie Payette. Mark Garneau, Roberto Bondar, baby, Chris Hadfield, Robert Thirsk, Steve McLean. Thirsk. Steve McLean, Ken Mooney, and Michael McKay.
Wait a minute. You guys have an astronaut named Mooney?
You bet your ass.
They're like, do you want to go to Mars? And he's like, fuck no.
Honestly, I mispronounced it. It's definitely Dr. Ken Money.
Oh, damn it.
Which is not as good a name for an astronaut, but a sick name.
It's a sick Dr. name for like Money? He's got to be like a plastic surgeon.
I mean, he's an astronaut.
I don't know.
But, I mean, can you imagine being named Dr. Money? Motley Crue probably fucking had that down as like a working title for one of their tracks.
Probably.
Like, what do you think? Dr. Money?
Is it Dr. Money? Dr. Feelgood? Dr. Canada?
What do they call Dr. Money?
This is the kind of rockets that Canada has. They're called sounding rockets.
Do they go in your penis hole? That's
exactly what they're for.
No.
Yeah. Sounding rockets are rockets inserted directly into the Earth's penis hole.
I didn't realize the Earth was a penis haver.
What do you think volcanoes are?
Honestly, I thought they were vaginas.
No.
And I thought they were pretty angry ones.
Apparently sounding rockets are like for like, they send stuff, they go up and then come down. Like they don't go up and then stay up.
Right. No.
So sounding
rockets. We want them back.
Okay, yeah.
We paid good money for them. Fritzy didn't hear.
So my next question is a question for you about space.
It's crazy that you have questions for me about space.
Which is, if someone paid for it,
yep,
would you go?
100%.
You would?
Yeah, if I don't got to pay a fucking thing and I get to go to space and maybe die.
And maybe die, that's like a key selling point for you?
Yeah. And people are like, oh, remember when they put that guy on that rocket and he exploded?
But the rocket was fine. Everybody else went up. You were just sitting in the rocket and exploded.
Yeah. I just got too full.
Too much Taco Bell.
Too much space. No, but yeah, I would do that for sure. For sure.
You wouldn't have any fear or
hesitation? No. Yeah.
Because I absolutely would not do it.
Why not?
I have too much anxiety just getting on an airplane, getting on top of a rocket, and then shooting into outer space where if even the slightest thing goes wrong, you have like all the oxygen ripped from your lungs and you die a frozen death.
Instantaneously, though.
After your blood boils.
Yeah, think about it. That's the greatest death.
No, the greatest death is being crushed in a submarine really deep in the ocean.
Why?
Because you don't even know that it happened.
That happens pretty slow, I think.
No, it doesn't.
No, it'll happen quick, sure, when it happens. But there's like a while where you see like a screw kind of shoot across the room and water spilling out of its hole. And you're going, what was that? And there's a guy with like an Xbox controller being like, nothing.
He's and got then his fingers stuck in the hole.
Yeah, yeah.
And then another one, and he's like, give that. Yeah. And he's like, got to take his sock off, and he's got his toes.
There's like a while where you're just going like, fuck. But I'm up there just going, kiss my ass, Lance Bass. You're rich and a traitor to America. You know, he was going up with the Russians, right?
Yeah. Well, they were the only ones sending people up.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I got nothing against Lance Bass. He's great.
You know him personally, right? You're best friends?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in the music industry is best friends with Lance Bass.
He's really nice. He makes an effort to reach down to those of us beneath him.
What show was it that Lance Bass had a space camp?
I don't know, probably Lance Bass Space Camp.
That was the name of his space camp. It was like a sitcom, and they were like, Dad, I really want to go to Lance Bass Space Camp. And so they went to Lance Bass Space Camp.
That sounds like a show I'd watch.
Yeah.
I'd watch a reality show about Lance Bass Space Camp for sure, 100%.
Rhodey loves my dink in the chat says, if you jerk off in space, when you bust a nut, do you rock it backwards? I don't know that you rock it backwards, but you definitely would get pushed backwards.
Yeah. I also think the motion of jerking off might like wiggle you in the air funny.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Why isn't there more like literature around the people that have absolutely friggin' snapped one off up there? Or like, you know, people have probably had space sex.
I don't know that they have yet.
Why not?
I don't know.
They have.
At least NASA, I don't think they have. But maybe like the SpaceX dudes, like maybe Elon Musk went up and like banged it out.
Yeah. Dude, Russia sent a fucking dog to space.
Yeah.
So they for sure.
And monkeys.
Regardless, people have gone up there and like been monitored, being like, what's this gonna fucking be like?
Well,
everyone
I know
is perverted.
I know when they first started talking about going to Mars, that they were like, you know, one way of doing a Mars mission is it's a one-way trip, right? Then you don't have to carry all the fuel to get you back. You go to Mars and then you just live on Mars, right? But then they were like
procreate.
Yeah, how do you do that? And then they were talking about like they were showing like designs for special like in-space sleeping bags made for sex. To like hold you together because like if you're trying to do the humping thing in zero gravity.
Did Did they accidentally disprove Adam and Eve?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because, like, what is it? It's like if you had less than, like, 1,000 of anyone, you can no longer fucking, your species is doomed.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's true.
So you can't just...
I mean, basically, the people who go to Mars, their entire purpose is not to repopulate. Their entire purpose is to build infrastructure so that future people can go... And then more future people can go and build more infrastructure so that eventually you can have enough people there that can, like, permanently live there and, like, have more.
Just send Matt Damon, dude. He'll take care of it.
Who?
Matt Damon.
The Martian?
Send him. In real life, he'll fix it. You ever seen how smart he is?
He'll make potatoes in his own shit?
He's smart. He'll tell you.
That movie was really good.
He'll tell you how smart he is.
You're a personal friends with Matt Damon as well?
No.
Oh.
But I know that he thinks he's pretty smart.
Does he? Does he say, like, every time he just goes up to, do you like apples?
I don't like them apples.
Ashwin says, jerking off in space sounds like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Hightop said
that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were definitely fucking. Hightop's got the show correct. The Lance Bass Space Camp is on the television show Single Parents.
Oh.
So you would go. No hesitation. Leave the family behind. Get in Elon Musk's rocket and fucking
go to space. Well, no, not if it's fucking got anything to do with Elon Musk.
Well, he's the only one that's doing it. Well, I guess maybe Jeff Bezos. You could get on one of his rockets.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that either.
Russians?
I'd feel safer about the Bezos jet, but I'd feel horrible about how I got there. Russians, yeah.
You would go with the Russians?
Nah.
Keep in mind, they're still using the Soyuz rocket, which was designed in the 60s.
Ah, goddamn. Now you're making it seem fucked. Because the only way to get there is through, like, either super exploitative fucking capitalism or these, like, every country that goes to space, like your country or Russia, are, like, warmongering assholes.
Imperialist assholes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a way for me to get there other than to fucking cram my iPhone up my ass and hope for the best.
It's
got so much technology in there.
Did you hear about the flat earther guy who built his own rocket so that he could get up high enough to see that the earth was flat?
How'd he do?
Not too great. He's dead now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got in that rocket and took off, and then it crashed, and he died.
Good for him. Good for him. I hope his last thought was, shoot, I'm wrong.
Which PTH song would you say is the most outer space-related PTH song?
Sequoia Throne.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess it's got more to do with media, but it's about the depiction of that kind of stuff to varying degrees. Our Clarity as well, but that's dealing with, like, a more fictional sense of outer space.
Yeah.
I would say probably... I think Sequoia Throne touches on outer space in a more real way, despite the fact that it is also addressing the fictional and the, like, fantasy that we all have.
So if you went to space, you would have to play Sequoia Throne and sing it. For the school children. Because Hadfield did Ground Control to Major Tom. You'd have to do something. For the school children.
playing my friggin' dink like a guitar. Wait, no, for the school children?
Yeah.
Let me take it back. I feel like I'd just go up there and rip fucking Stone Cold Crazy, you know. I don't know why, but that song, the Queen version.
Yeah.
Not the Metallica Garage Inc. version, despite the fact that that might be Metallica's best song.
Yeah. But it's a Queen. The Queen version is great.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
So good.
What would be the best space related song to play if you're going to space? Sing a song about it, you know what I mean?
No.
It would be funniest would be going, I'm a rocket man.
As you're going into space?
Yeah, singing to yourself through tears because you're so scared.
Yeah.
Rocket man!
Like, This Is the End by The Doors?
This is the end.
My only friend, the end. Let's see. High Top says, imagine a zero gravity 69, like a spinning yin yang.
You'd be holding on by your teeth.
Mushy says, I say we just industrialize Mars ASAP. Well, I mean, that's part of the plan, right? Is you have to manufacture a lot of the stuff based on what's already on Mars, because you can't take all of it with you. So you've got to, like, if you want to go to Mars and then come back, you have to go to Mars and then use what's on Mars to make rocket fuel to get you home.
Rocker fuel is rocker what you almost fuel, said.
Which is just Jack
Jagermeister.
Right on the same track, though. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but I picked a shittier version.
Let's see. High Tops wants to know what billionaire you're cool with, Cheese.
None.
None? Not even T Swift?
No. The tides have T shifted. I love Taylor Swift, but I am deeply conflicted about her status as billionaire. I know she does great things.
Yep.
I just think you're not doing great enough things if you're still a billionaire. They're bad for humanity.
Oh, they're terrible for humanity, for sure. She really does need to spend some time when she gets finished with this tour figuring out how to make herself not a billionaire anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how do I give away enough of this stuff that I'm not that anymore?
Yeah.
Ashwin said, for PTH space song, Sequoia Throne or Drumhead Trial. Mushy said you should cover an Ice Spice song.
I don't think I can name any Ice Spice tracks off the top of my head. I know what she looks like.
I don't know any Ice Spice songs either.
I would definitely take that new Beyonce country record.
Yeah? Do you like that record?
I've only listened to a little bit of it. I really love Texas Hold'em.
Oh, what I've heard, I do not care for.
It's not for you then.
But I also am not a Beyonce fan either.
I'm not either. I've never enjoyed anything Beyonce in my life. I mean, hard not to fucking hear Single Ladies come on and go, oh, it's a bad song.
No, right, no, yeah.
It's a good song. But she got me hook, line, and sinker with the Texas Hold'em thing. And then, you know, you get all that controversy with, like, country radio being like, we're not going to play this. It's not country. And being like,
Everything that country radio plays today is just appropriated from black popular music. So
country music itself.
Yeah.
All the like traditional instruments, like the fucking banjo itself. Yeah. Not to mention Beyonce is from fucking Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've been playing Taylor Swift, who is from Pennsylvania.
Right. Right. Shania Twain is from Canada.
From Napanee. What, but like, what's the difference? What's the significant difference here?
Mm.
And like, you listen to Texas Hold'em, those drums are fucking live.
Yeah.
They're live drums.
Not beats.
Right? All the instruments are fucking real instruments. Yeah. This is, debatably, way more country than any of the other fucking trash modern country music is playing on the radio. So why don't they want to play it on the radio?
I fucking love it.
Is it just because she's a pop star?
Yeah.
Nah, because they're still fucking ripping Taylor Swift. They're still ripping that old fucking Taylor Swift. Is it because
she's a black pop star?
Mmm. And people are like, oh, you say, people say everything's racist. Going, this fucking is! Fucking hillbillies?
I love it. Oh, God.
And the fucking Blackbird cover rules.
Mushy says Intergalactic by Beastie Boys for a song to play when you're going into space.
Amazing choice.
Yeah, very good.
Intergalactic planet. When I first met Luke and Mo.
Yeah.
Really, when I first met Luke, Mo and I were friends first. Mo was like, hey, you want to come over? My friend Luke is coming over. You should meet him. He's a cool guy. And I was like, okay, cool. And I went over there and they put on the song Intergalactic. And I sat down in a chair in front of them. They slipped on backwards hats and they just danced and mouthed the words in front of me for the entirety of the song.
I did that a lot when I was younger.
That was the first time I ever met Luke. Just going, intergalactic planetary. And I was sitting there going, all right, this Luke guy seems nice.
Like, this is how bad it was with the Beastie Boys with me and like my freshman and sophomore year of high school. We had, there was me and a couple of guys. And if ever the three of us were together at the same time and a Beastie Boys song happened to be on, we knew which Beastie Boy we were and we would be doing while that song was on. Like, it was always the same.
Yeah, like, they were kind of doing the same
thing. I was always Mike D. My friend Chris was always Ad Rock. And my friend Ben was always MCA. Just how it worked.
It's great. That's great.
This, what is, High Tops says, doesn't the entirety of Kazaya take place in space?
Yeah, of course.
Does everything take place in space?
I mean, like, we're on a fucking blue marble floating through it, so technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Very technically speaking, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to play a game?
I want nothing more than to play a game. But I refuse to play a trivia game.
Too bad.
Okay.
That's what I have. A trivia game about space. Immanuel Kant believed that extraterrestrial intelligence was directly proportional to what? This is a philosopher, Immanuel Kant.
Of course.
A planet's distance to the sun. B, the size of the planet itself. C, whether or not the planet had liquid water. Or D, the size of the alien's penis. Which one of these things determined the intelligence of extraterrestrial intelligence?
Interterrestrial. May I first say that I'm not super caught up with Germanic pronunciations, but I feel like it's Kant and not cunt, like you're saying.
I said Kant, not cunt.
you said Kant.
Immanuel Kant.
Oh my God, stop. You filthy mouth, Fritzy. It's the last one. It's D, the penis thing.
No, it's A, the distance to the sun.
Frig.
The farther, and in this case, the farther away from the sun you are, the more intelligent.
So what he's saying is like the colder you are, the better you are?
I guess. I don't know.
No, but it's like, essentially he's saying, in the faint possibility that life exists elsewhere, the life forms on the planet would be more intelligent depending upon their distance from the sun. So if a planet was further away from the... Based on what, though?
But he thought that the aliens that lived on Mercury were idiots. and that if there were aliens on Saturn, they'd be much smarter than us.
But we know that there aren't aliens right. on those planets. But
he didn't know that.
When is Kant from?
I don't know. Like Kant. The 1800s?
Okay, so everyone was just fucking living super close to the sun at that time anyway.
Yeah, like they didn't know about Neptune and Uranus.
Yeah.
The most likely place in the solar system to find life, in our solar system, to find life would be A, Mars, because Martians are real and they live underground. B, nowhere, life is an illusion. C, Enceladus, in the oceans of Enceladus. Or D, the moon. We haven't been there before to check.
Now, I'm going to say C, because I've never heard of the oceans of Enceladus before.
You're right. It is Enceladus.
It's also way more specific than your other things.
Yeah. It's a moon with liquid oceans underneath a very thick crust of ice.
Sounds refreshing.
Mm-hmm. The most likely form that advanced extraterrestrials would take in our solar system. If we had advanced life in our solar system, what form would they take? A, crabs. B, giant sperms. C, squids. Or D, seahorses.
I am agog. I am aghast. I'm torn between A and C. Squid are like, wait, am I mixing up squid and octopi? A, crabs.
It's C, squids.
Fuck!
There's currently an effort underway to create a solar sail, which
false.
It's true. To have to power a spacecraft to visit Proxima Centauri, which is the nearest star system to us.
God bless you.
How long will it take this solar sail powered spacecraft to reach Proxima Centauri? A, 100 years. B, 6 months. C, it would be impossible because space is just a hologram above our flat Earth. Or D, 20 years.
A, 100 years. Final answer.
No, that's incorrect.
Incorrect.
It's you're incorrect.
6 months.
It's 20 years.
Good.
So technically, using this, you could go to the next closest star and back.
When I got back, I'd be 80.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably die.
You would also have to be traveling 20% the speed of light.
Are they going to send me with that fucking lifetime supply of Pepto-Bismol?
Probably.
Because otherwise, I'm not going to make it.
When a planet is in the Goldilocks zone, what does this mean?
It's a sweet spot, baby.
A, it could grow wheat. B, there are likely bears living there in the forests. C, it's not too hot or too cold. D, it is discovered by someone who broke into an observatory.
A, wheat. Final answer.
C, it's not too hot or too cold.
God bless it.
There you go. Now I have a gift for you.
I as well have a gift for you.
Ew. Gross.
Does yours have anything to do with space?
No, it has to do with sports.
Oh, okay.
Where is it? I gotta navigate to this thing. We got to catch up on the chat. Speaking of Luke, when is the Van Crockpot chili recipe dropping?
I don't know. Maybe I'll try and include that in one of my next lyric books.
Jenny says...
she says you're not allowed to say...
Yeah.
Kant.
Yeah. Hightop says Fritzy Kant pronounce it.
Yeah.
Why does Fritzy sound so German? Who is the scouty imposter? It is I, mother. This is very funny. Between Jenny and Machi, it's good. Gotta get to the episode thing. I send this to you.
So I drew a picture of myself. This is my gift for you. I drew a picture of myself as I've always wanted to be.
Yeah?
Can it's
you,
just what I...
Do you have it on your phone?
Yeah.
Can you hold your phone up to the screen and show everybody what it looks like?
I sent it to you.
Well, yeah, but it's on my computer and I can't hold it up to my...
Wait a minute. Cover my face.
That's not you.
How's that not me?
Because that's, what's his name? The professional wrestler.
What's his
Who's
name?
Who's dead.
No, his brother's dead.
No. That's a Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, is Macho Man dead?
Yeah.
Well,
is that what you drew? You drew Macho Man Randy Savage?
I drew myself, I guess, as Macho Man Randy Savage.
Do you have sunglasses like that?
I always dreamed I did.
Do you also have a mullet?
I always dreamed I did.
Why not? Why don't you have a mullet?
Here's the reality, Fritzy. I traced a picture.
That's a picture of you?
Yeah.
From when?
This afternoon.
Stop it.
Yeah. Pretty cool, eh?
I want you to send me that picture as well, please.
Okay.
What? Why does it look like you have long hair? Is your hat have hair in it, or is it just what's behind you?
Yeah, my hat's got hair in it. Good I'm going to a trailer trash murder mystery party this weekend, and that's my costume.
Dude, you are ripped.
Well, thank you, first of all. Second of all, I had a mad pump on. I was like literally just stepping out of the gym, and Cage was like, your costume got here. And I put it on and went,
good Lord.
I feel all right.
Oh, man. You are fucking ripped, bro.
It was a pump.
I don't care.
I do appreciate that.
I don't care. Like, you're trapped.
Scotty says, so you're going to Marmara, which is where my dad is from. Literally, that's where my dad is from.
Wow.
And it is a garbage town.
Did you let your beard grow out specifically for this purpose?
No, I'm going to shave it into like a handlebar mustache.
Oh, good. Cool.
And I also have like a cut off plaid that I'm going to put over it and a pair of like the tiniest short shorts you've ever seen. Smash that together. That's my costume.
Short shorts?
My characters. Yeah, oh, yeah. Jean shorts.
Oh, boy.
Cut off jean shorts. My character's name is Wyatt.
Wyatt?
And I've just recently been released from prison.
Jenny said you look like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That is so nice of her. But, yeah, I feel like I'm a plain sight red herring. Let me see what you got.
Ashwin says, damn, Rhodey, you got some art skills. Jenny says, I found Fritzy in a trailer park.
Is that true?
That's where we met the first time, in a trailer park.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. I've always thought trailer parks seem like fun.
Oh, it was wild. I slept in my car that night because I couldn't drive home, but I didn't want to stay where I was.
We got Coach Chippy here.
That's Austin Matthews.
Yeah, well, that's Coach Chippy's pappy character.
Wait, I thought that was Austin Matthews.
It is.
I figured you could frame this and like put it up, just commemorating what a great season he's having.
Austin Matthews is elite.
Tied for 72nd
in assists. But Sam Reinhart's there too, and he's right up there in goals as well.
Yeah, he's right there with like Alex DeBrincat and. Who else?
I would frame this and put it on a wall if his goal total was correct. He obviously did this more than a couple days ago.
Yeah. He's got, 63 now?
He's got 63 now.
Is it Cole Caulfield, Chris Letang, Evgeny Malkin, a guy I don't know, Nico Hischier?
You don't know Nico Hischier?
No. But I figured, you know, it's a pretty good company.
Well,
it's elite company.
So, Fritzy, I don't know how why you're trying to go after the greatest American-born goal scorer of all time.
Oh, I'm not.
You are. He's your countryman. He loves you. Have you seen the new trend they're doing where they take, like, I think they've done it with LeBron as well, but they took Austin Matthews after he scored his 60s and then took a crowd singing "You Are My Sunshine" and made it seem like the crowd sang "You Are My Sunshine" to Austin Matthews after he scored his 60th. I think that's something that I could get behind. Like, it was like someone trying to be like, "Toronto sucks. Your fan base is bullshit." Ha ha.
That sounds like "You Are My Sunshine" is like a pot is part of, I'm pretty sure it's every Portland Timbers home match in the MLS. The crowd at a specific time of the match sings "You Are My Sunshine."
That's probably where they took the audio from. But it's like, I don't know. Why would that be a bad thing?
It's not.
I
mean, it's great.
The point of the song is not really what everyone thinks it is, like when you go into the fucking rest of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Right? It's about lost love and so on. Yeah. Like when you, the second verse is, "The other night, dear, while you lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, I was mistaken. And so I hang my head and cry." Right? And it's like, it's sad as fuck. Yeah. I got some of the words wrong there. But like, the idea is just like, it's about lost love.
Yeah.
It's not about, it was my grandfather's favorite song. Can you believe that? That's like someone being like, "What's your favorite song?" "Happy Birthday."
I was watching an episode of Superstore tonight.
Yeah.
And, Dina is in the hospital giving birth, and she says, "Can you put on my music?" And she puts on on the music, and it's like the doo 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 doo. And the doctor's like, "Whoa, this has got to be a mistake." She goes, "No, it's my favorite song."
That's funny.
Yeah. So I mean, I just think you should commemorate Austin Matthews by framing this picture of him. And his stats. And I can update this for you at the end of the first round of the playoffs when their season ends. And
Hold on. Come on. Postseason stats don't play in to your stats. Mm. They are a separate statistic. So, despite this cheap shot first round knockout bullshit that you're clearly playing,
we're not even going to make the playoffs. Who am I?
I would like you to update it when the season ends, okay. And then I will frame it and put it on my wall, okay. Especially if that number starts with a 7.
Ooh, the G? The yeah. G number?
That's the number I want you to update.
Oh, I'm just focusing on the A.
I know.
They count for the same.
No way.
Yeah, they each are 1 point. They count for the same.
But I just want it to be fully accurate if I'm going to put it on my wall. I get the joke. It's funny. Pappy doesn't care for assists. I saw him try and pass it one time, and it went in the back of the net. Legitimately a thing that happened to him. Even when he tries to pass, he scores.
Do that. Is Pappy like a thing, or is that just a Coach Chippy thing?
No, that's a thing.
It is a thing.
Like, he's got it like written in Sharpie on his gloves. Like everybody
calls him Pappy. Everybody calls him Pappy. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. A good nickname is key.
I agree.
Right?
And there's no good one for Marner. There just isn't.
I feel like for Marner, you just, everybody just says his whole name. Mitch Marner. Yeah. He's Mitch Marner. Yeah. You don't just say Mitch, and you don't just say Marner. You say Mitch Marner.
Yeah. I really like Bertuzzi's nicknames. Bert? You just call him Bert.
Yeah. Fascist? Oh, no. Anti-vax.
Is he an anti-vaxxer? Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
Shoot.
He was the only player in the NHL during COVID that refused to get the COVID vaccine. And
I think there was another.
No, he was the last one. He was the only one that finished that season without getting it. And that meant that every single game the Red Wings played in Canada, he could not play in, because Canada's COVID restriction said you can't come into our country unvaccinated. And so he cost the Red Wings every single time they had to play on the road in Canada, because he couldn't go and play in those games because he refused to get the vaccine.
You know what this sounds like to me? Mm. Sounds like you're just being mean to someone who's dumber than you.
Well, yeah.
So what? He's a hockey player. He's dumb.
Well, he's dumb.
Just listen, I know. Waste. That is controversial.
Yeah.
I think that's stupid. I hope that he's learned, because I really like him as a hockey player.
Yeah. He's gritty. He's, you know, he does the things that hockey teams need guys to be able to do.
He cut all his long hair off and donated it to a cancer wig.
Okay.
But he might have given some people COVID who have autoimmune suppressants.
Oh, shit.
He might have killed someone's grandma.
Oh, Mushy burned you hard.
Where?
He said, the best joke of this podcast is the fact that Fritzy assumes the Leafs would make the playoffs at all. I think they're pretty...
They need one point to clinch.
Yeah, they're pretty much in.
They got 7 games left. If they don't get 1 point in 7 games...
They go 0-7.
I will actually take my least favorite hat, cover it in ketchup, and fucking eat it. I will 100% do that if they don't get a single point in 7 games.
This hockey season has really fucked with me, especially the end of the season. Having to, like, root for Boston... because I need the Caps to lose. And, like...
Just don't root for Boston under any circumstances, dude.
Like, I had to root for the Penguins tonight.
Well, that's just a fruitless endeavor.
They were winning when we started. Beating the Caps.
I'm not watching that game, but I can almost guarantee you they're not winning anymore. I'm kidding, but... speaking of Boston...
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard for your strong new track?
No, I have not.
Check it out. It fucking rips.
Oh, I thought you were just going to hold your phone up to the mic and be like, see how good this is?
No, I'm just checking to see if the Pens are losing, because that'd be funny to me.
Oh, fuck. I had it up, but I turned it off for the pod.
No, they won.
Oh,
they
thank won. God. Just need the Caps to lose. Every game. I need them to go 0-7-0. All right. That is everything on the list.
That's it. I think this was a beautiful episode.
Yeah. Let's see. Jenny says, praying that the Leafs lose every single game for the rest of the year. Scouty.
What?
Scouty says, I can hear myself in the background. That's very funny. Ashwin is an anti-vaxxer. Also, Jenny says Bertuzzi is scum. Yeah, we're caught up.
I don't believe Ashwin's an anti-vaxxer.
You don't believe Ashwin's an anti-vaxxer?
No.
I don't believe it either.
He puts too much garbage in his body.
Not anymore. That's what he said.
Well, you know what I'd say to Ashwin? I'd tell him to eat shit and go fuck himself.
Thank you, everybody, for coming and hanging out with us and chatting with us. This was a lot of fun. And we'll do this
next month.
You can do this next month if you want by joining the Patreon. and subscribing to the tier called I'm Living a Life I Can't Afford. And you get invite link to the live episode tapings and all the other stuff that comes along with it. So if you're interested, come check out the Patreon. It's patreon.com/podcastthehero. And yeah.
This is the last episode ever.
It might be.
Yeah, maybe the earth explodes.
It could, or I just go blind and then I can't do it anymore.
Maybe you get caught up in the, what'd you call it, the Orion's Belt?
Yeah.
You're looking up at it?
Looking up at Orion's Belt. Well, just under
Orion's Belt. Well, maybe Orion's Belt comes undone and you get a good look at Orion's Jump.
It slaps me right in the eyeball. Yeah, well, anyway, I think that's it. Thank you guys, and Rhodey, eat shit and go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Is he see?